Hello? Mary? Oh. Hello. Welcome to Nazareth. My name is Chaim. Can you all say Chaim? Very good, very good. And I am from Israel. And welcome to the city of Nazareth. What brings you here to Nazareth today? I am here on a very special mission. And here in Nazareth, we have been coming together. We have seen many, many children over the last week. Children actually who are very curious children. And they're asking about this Jesus. They must be talking about Yeshua. I had a cousin named Yeshua once. I didn't like him much. His goat ate my shoe, and his mother wouldn't buy me a new one. But I'm digressing. Anyways, I'm here on a special mission as well. I am looking for this Yeshua, this Jesus. In fact, I saw him several times. A few weeks ago, I was here in the synagogue, similar to this. And you know how it goes in the synagogue. I was here in Nazareth visiting a cousin. No, not that cousin, another cousin. And we came to the synagogue because all good Jews must go to the synagogue because they need to make their brownie points with God. So we came to the synagogue, and the synagogue is always the same. You come, and you stand up, and we recited the Shema, and then we sit down, and they give the scroll to the old man, and he reads. And I don't understand anything at all. And no one understands anything at all. Thankfully, they have someone who translates into Aramaic. But then, after he was done, people started to talk, and there was a rustle in the crowd. And all of a sudden, I see that the ruler, he is pointing at a young man. And I ask my cousin, I say, Benjamin, who is that? And Benjamin says, it's Yeshua, it's Jesus. And I say to him, who is he? Who is Jesus? He says, Jesus, he is a rabbi. Some people say that he is a prophet. In fact, some people say he even works miracles. Shh, let's listen to what he has to say. So, the deacon goes over to the ark, and he pulls out the scroll, and he hands the Isaiah scroll to Jesus. And Jesus unrolls the Isaiah scroll, and he begins to read from the scroll. He reads, and he finds in his scroll, in the book of Isaiah, and it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he rolls up the scroll. He gives it back to the deacon, and the deacon places it back into the ark. And then, as happens in all synagogues, he goes and he sits down in the seat of Moses. Now, you have to understand, in your synagogue, they teach standing up, which is very, I don't understand. But in the synagogue, in our synagogues, they teach sitting down. So Jesus sits down into the seat of Moses, and everyone is listening. What is he going to say? What is he going to say? And he says to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And then everyone begins to talk, and there's murmuring, and there's scoffing. We Jews are good at scoffing. And they say, who is this Jesus? He's Joseph's son. He's just a carpenter. And who does he think that he is? Does he think he is the Messiah? Does he think he is going to rule over us? And I don't remember what else happened, but I remember his words. He had beautiful words to say. And then I went home with Benjamin. And after we went home, I went back to Capernaum, where I am from. And I forgot. I forgot about this Jesus. Until a few weeks later, Jesus, he's there. He's in the synagogue again. He's in my synagogue. And he is there, and he's teaching in my synagogue, and he begins to say wonderful and beautiful things, which is different. In the synagogue, you never hear beautiful things. You hear old men, and you hear teachers, and they always say things that other people are saying. They say, Rabbi so-and-so says this, and Rabbi so-and-so says that, and some rabbi I've never heard of says this, and they never talk. But Jesus, he preached with such power and such passion, and he taught things I have never heard before. Things like a God of love, of mercy, of forgiveness. And he teaches about healing. And there, in the middle of the synagogue, he's teaching these wonderful things. And then a man, a crazy man, stands up. He does not look right. He looks angry, and he looks crazy. And he comes forward, and he looks at Jesus, and he speaks to Jesus in angry tones. And he looks like maybe he has a demon inside of him. And he looks at him, and he looks at Jesus. He says, Jesus, what are you doing here, the Son of God? And Jesus says to the demon, be quiet and leave him. And all of a sudden, the demon throws the man on the ground, and he's writhing, and he's flashing. And then he stops, and he falls down like he's dead. And Jesus, with compassion, comes and lifts up the man. He lifts him to his feet. And then I'm thinking, and then, at that moment, I remember what Jesus said in the synagogue in Nazareth. He says, I remember his words. His words were very clear. He says that he has come to proclaim liberty to the captives. And Jesus has brought liberty to this man. This man has been bound by Satan himself, and he has brought liberty to this man. And now I'm wondering, who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? But I am not the only one. Everyone is asking, who is this Jesus? Is he the Messiah? Could he be the one who will rule over us? And people all around town are asking, everyone is asking, who is this Jesus? In fact, my neighbor is asking, who is Jesus? One day, my neighbor, his name is Jubal. Even Jubal wants to know about this Jesus. And he comes running to me. He comes running to my house. And you have to understand, Jubal never runs. In fact, Jubal is never happy. And Jubal comes to me. And Jubal says, he comes to me. And he says, Chaim, you missed it. You missed it. I heard Jesus. I was out by the lake, and Jesus was there on the mountain by the lake. I said, wait, Jubal, you hate the lake. We live in Capernaum. Everyone loves the lake, except for Jubal. Jubal hates the lake. I said, Jubal, you hate the lake. But Jubal does not listen. He says, we were out there by the mountain, hundreds and hundreds of people. And Jesus was teaching things. He was teaching things to all of us. He had many things to say. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I'm thinking, who is this? Who is this man? And what have you done with my neighbor? Jubal is happy, and he's telling me these wonderful things. Jubal is never jubilant, but today he is. He is happy. He tells me all about this sermon. And as he is talking on and on and on, I stop and I think, and I remember when Jesus was in the synagogue, he said that he was here to preach the gospel to the poor. And this is what Jesus is doing. Jesus is preaching the gospel to the poor, and Jubal is poor. But thanks to Jesus, Jubal is happy. And so now I want to know more about this Jesus. I want to know more about this man who frees captives. I want to know more about this man who preaches to the poor, and the poor are happy despite the fact that they have nothing. And I have to see him again. I want to see him again. Will I be able to see him again? I did. I didn't, but I did. One day, not too long after talking to Jubal, I see this crowd coming down the street, and they're coming towards me. And what is going on? And I ask, and they say, it's Jesus. He's coming this way. Jesus is coming towards us. So I look to see, and I stand on my toes, and I look to see if Jesus will come. And Jesus, as he comes towards me, I'm thinking, now is my chance. Now is my opportunity. I can talk with Jesus. I can ask him questions. Is he really the Messiah? Is he really the Lord? Is he going to reign in our kingdom? Is he going to reign over Israel? And as he comes close, maybe I can talk to him. All of a sudden, two blind men, they begin to shout. They say, Son of David, have mercy on us. Now let me stop. You must understand something about the son of David. You see, David was from Judah, and there are many in Israel who are from Judah, but there is only one who is called the son of David. And so these two blind men, they understand that for them, Jesus is the Messiah. And so they call out, Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And so Jesus, with kindness and compassion, he goes to them and he says, come with me. And he takes them inside of the house. And his friends go with him and they close the door. And they stay in a long time. And I realize I've missed him again. I had an opportunity and I cannot see him. I am looking for this Jesus. Who is this Jesus? I must talk to him. And I have missed another opportunity. But something very interesting happens. After a while, the door opens. And two men jump out the door. They are joyful. And they are jumping. And they are praising God. And they are saying, glory to God, glory to God. And I look at these two men. And they look. They look like the blind men who went inside of the house. And so I stop one of them, and I say, aren't you one of the blind men? Aren't you one of the blind men who was blind? He says, yes. I said, well, what happened? He says, well, I can see. And so I ask him, well, how? And he says, Jesus, Jesus. And he stops, and he says, Jesus told me not to say anything. And then he says his name again, Jesus, Jesus. And then he starts jumping and shouting again because he was blind and now he can see. And he's shaking people's hands and he's touching people and he's jumping for joy and he's praising the Lord. And he runs down the street jumping and making a commotion. And people are recognizing him and they're shaking his hand. And he's, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And as he goes out of my sight, I remember what Jesus said. I remember what he read there when he was reading from the scroll. He said that he would come to recover sight to the blind. He has come here to give liberty to the captives. He has come to give sight to the blind. He's come to preach the good news to the poor. And so I ask myself, who is this Jesus? He must be a special person. If poor people can be happy and demon-possessed people can be free, people have been free from their things, and blind people can now see this Jesus. Who is this Jesus? And today, I ask you, who is this Jesus? Who is he for you? I am looking for this Jesus. I want someone special. I want to find this special person. Have you found this special person? I have looked all over Nazareth trying to find his house. They say this is the house of Mary. I have not found him. Have you found him? Have you found a person who can give you freedom? Has Jesus given you freedom? Has Jesus opened your eyes so that you can see? Who is this Jesus? Is he the Lord of your life? I would like someone like that to be Lord of my life. But I have not found him. Have you found him? Have you found this Jesus? Is Jesus the Lord of your life today?